Radio 92.3, I'm Andrew McKay. It's Pensacola Morning News. Good to have you with us. I appreciate you making the choice to listen to us this morning. Joining me now, we've got Devan Cook. He is a Santa Rosa County Administrator. And Devan, welcome back to the Pensacola Morning News, sir.
Good morning. Happy to be here.
Good to have you. So we need to start with a couple of clarifications / debunkings. Let's start with the clarification correction. When you and I last talked, we were talking about the Amazon deal that they're coming here to the industrial park in Milton, and we were talking about that being they were going to use the call center. It was going to be the call center that Navy Federal used to use, and that's what they were going to do. But it turns out that it is not call center, they're just using that building but changing it, right? And it is going to be something else.
Yes, it's being retrofitted, and it will be a distribution center for Amazon rather than a call center. So that's the plan for that building, and that building's being retrofitted now for that purpose.
Very good. So there will be trucking traffic. There won't be the phone calls, the call center kind of thing going on there, but it will be a full distribution center, which is, I appreciate that. I always would rather, you know, get the update on that. The other one is apparently there's on social media, something got taken a little out of context and blown up and turned into a story that turns out not to be true about a bus service in the south end of the county. Tell me what's going on here.
Something came up in our meeting yesterday that there was a question about that the county was going to commit large sums of funding to put in a bus service for the Navarre area, Santa Rosa County, South Santa Rosa County, and we were all a little taken aback and did not know exactly what that was referring to, because we don't have any such plans in the works. And after the meeting and some research, it was determined that there had been a paper written, as I understand it, by a high school student that was recommending that the county look into some kind of a bus service in the south end of the county. And that apparently became a story that's what we were doing. But at this particular time, we are not. And so that was something that we'll probably talk about Thursday and clarify at our meeting Thursday.
All right. So a high school student writes a paper recommending we develop buses, and then next thing you know, the county's going to spend several million dollars to create it. Okay. All right. I see how that happens on social media. I'm glad to clarify the fact. One thing that, you know, has been an issue, and I know you guys have been addressing, is the spillage of dirt off of the Airway Oaks development over by the airport. You know, I've seen some of the stuff the Channel 3 had posted. That's obviously a concern for contamination into the Blackwater. What are you guys doing about that, and you know, are you satisfied with what's being done so far?
We met with the developer last week, the county attorney and I did, and the developer is taking action to correct the problem there. We had our code enforcement out there. They've been out there regularly. They were out there again Saturday and again yesterday. The developer's putting up additional silt fencing that we believe will help, if not resolve the problem, but we are going to continue to monitor that. And there's actually a second issue on another street in the same vicinity. Our code enforcement was out there yesterday as well. It's on Riviera Drive. They are issuing citations on a daily basis, so and going out there every day, sometimes more than once, to monitor the situation. So it took some time to get there, but we do believe that we have we're moving in the right direction to get that runoff stopped and stop from going into the Blackwater River.
And can I assume, and this is why I ask, I guess I don't want to assume, I want to find out, that with these kinds of problems where it's dirt or sand or red clay runoff during a rain event, which is primarily the issue, do the code enforcement officers, do they specifically have, like, hey, these are the 30 locations that we got to go check when it's raining because that's when we're going to find the violations?
Yes. If they know there's a problem area, they do. And, you know, we have an environmental person that works with them. We have one officer that's specifically considered our environmental code enforcement officer, and he stays heavily engaged with those type of events. But all of our officers do that. Again, last Saturday, I called one of our officers to go out and check the Airway Oaks area because we had gotten a call, and we went out there and found that they were not, at that point in time, were not creating a problem. So it's anytime we get a call or we're aware of a specific problem, our code enforcement department is very involved, and you know, they stay on top of those things as best we can. There's lots of construction,
sure,
lots of things that are going on, but they do, and they also work with our building inspection department to be sure if it's a construction site and building inspection sees an issue, they report it to our code enforcement as well.
What is the fine? Because I know we've had a conversation over time about the fine should be increased, the fine should be enough to actually discourage behavior. I think if I remember right, we were talking about $3,000 to $5,000 for these kinds of violations. But as I recall, the high dollar value was not assigned to this because it was a concern that would be, you know, too punitive. And of course, to my way of thinking, you want the fine to be high to really discourage the behavior. But you tell me, where do we stand on that? Like, it's a per day fine, I assume, and how much?
The initial fine, I believe, per day is $200 the first day, $300 the second day, and then $450 every day after that. And that's how they're issued by our code enforcement department. So it could be, you know, after the first couple of days, it goes to $450 per day, and that's the fine. It's that much each day.
And just, I mean, you're the administrator. Do you think that fine level is adequate to change behavior and to encourage compliance?
No, I don't know that it's adequate to encourage compliance, but one of the things we did, County Attorney Danheiser did when he came back into the role as county attorney, is we were under what was called a magistrate system, and so that was changed back to a citation system. So he actually, if the fines aren't working, he as the county attorney has the power to file an injunction and go to court. Hmm. And so, you know, the whole point is to help resolve the situation.
Right.
You know, no matter what the fine is, if they're not complying, we still have a problem going into our waterway. So that we believe that with that authority and the fact that he will do that if necessary, that, you know, the fines are almost in some ways a secondary thing. If they're not correcting it, you know, no amount of money is going to clean it up. So we just need to get them into court and get it stopped if it gets to that point. And he's prepared to do that and works closely with our code enforcement.
Well, that's good news, and certainly he and you have my support to get the end result, which is the goal here. Devan Cook, Santa Rosa County Administrator. I know you guys also talked about the District 1 Medical Examiner's Office and dune restoration, and, you know, again, the meeting is going to be on Thursday if you want to have some input in that. Devan, thanks so much for the time. Thanks for what you do. I know it's a difficult job, and you do it very well. I'll talk to you again soon.
Thanks, Andrew. Have a good day.